Nice.
All right, everyone's coming in.
Good. We lock it. All right.
So before you dive in, I want to let everyone know that we're at episode 2 of the Doll Squad Unfiltered.
Oh, well,
I should be looking
that
up there.
All right, hang on a second. So we asked you guys, first and foremost, hi, if you're new to the channel, I'm Dr. Doris with Doll 10 Beauty, co-founded with my friend over here,
Lee Griffin. Hey, dolls.
So this is episode 2 of the Doll Squad Unfiltered. So we asked you last week about the name. So for eons, we were ready.
What the cup?
But everybody was inboxing and saying we asked for your help about what the name should be. So you guys came through on full force. You were fantastic.
There was like over 100 comments.
There was. And you came through with some of the best names. And I will tell you that we settled on Doll Squad because, of course, you are part of our Doll Squad. Unfiltered because you already know that there's no filter here. But yeah, it wasn't our first choice. But some of those choices that you guys like,
we loved Dollcast.
We love Dollcast. Dolls R Us. Doll Talk.
Doll Talk, Taken. We were like,
there
were
so many good ones that you guys threw out. But yeah. So Doll Squad Unfiltered is where we landed. And the reason is this. And I know so many of you said that they loved What the Cup and it's iconic. But people that maybe were searching for beauty and wellness and all the craziness that we bring to the table wouldn't understand what the cup meant.
You know, What the Cup, we called it that because, listen,
You
know we curse and we're always like WTF about so many things, right? Like, what's going on here?
So
that's why we called it What the Cup, because it was kind of like tongue-in-cheek play on words.
Yeah.
We always have coffee. What the Cup, and then also we really viewed it as like time where our community could come and like fill their cup, right?
Yeah, it was.
Maybe get some inspiration, yada, 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 but
It was tongue-in-cheek,
yeah,
right? Like,
it was.
Literally, it was meant to be inspirational, but it was also meant to be, what was my sister saying, aspirational, her ass hurt or something? I don't freaking know. She was saying something crazy.
Jeannie.
Yeah, she Jeannie. Crazy. But that's how we came up with Doll Squad Unfiltered. And I love it. I love the name. You love the name?
I love the name. I think it's very fitting for us.
Well, as you're new and you kind of pop into the whole doll
and it's pen, all of us.
You become part of the Doll Squad,
right? Sometimes it's going to be Doris and I. Sometimes it's going to be Emily and Francesca. So, you know, you're going to get to know everybody.
You're going to get to know all the dolls. That's one of the things, because they all bring some really exciting things to the table. Probably don't cuss as bad as Lee and I do.
Definitely don't.
The meme I sent you this morning?
Yes, I loved it. I would share it with everyone,
but I was laughing
I was sitting in traffic. Doris and I were sending each other memes.
Memes about how you can twist your curse words around. Instead of saying something like, go F yourself, you should say like,
go S yourself.
Go shit something.
Oh, man.
So anyway, so we like to have fun like that, but... So lots going on.
We have big week coming up.
March is going to be
March Madness for the Doll Squad.
No shit. Like crazy.
Good stuff though. This is our year.
I know,
year.
I love it.
This
I
is
love
totally
it.
Our year. Oh, and I also do want to say that we loved everyone's feedback last week. Everyone was loving all of the tips and wellness advice that you were sharing.
I thought that I was a little all over the place, which, if anyone doesn't know, I do have ADD.
I'm going to bring you shrooms next. I'm going to bring them to HSN.
Oh no, I'm not going to do shrooms on HSN.
Listen, hold on.
God,
the thing about shrooms is
I have shows.
That is not true.
Friday
you don't
night.
Get high.
Saturday.
You don't, Doris, you don't even know that you're taking it.
I'm not off
it.
Till next month.
All
next
it
Sunday.
Does is rewire the neural pathways in your brain. So you don't, people say,
if I
tell
I
people
to
that,
ever
and
do
I'm like,
shrooms, it would be with you.
You don't even feel it. Like, you literally don't even feel it. You just notice that you're more focused. You're more reined in. It's really helpful for like depression and anxiety. You guys know we're like the mushroom squad over here. We love all things mushrooms.
Yeah, it's so funny how many people are doing things with mushrooms
now. The microdosing, because it's so beneficial. Listen, we're going to have to do a whole episode about that.
But I'm a shroom lover.
All right, so March is going to be crazy. Yeah. Walk us through what the next week looks like for your schedule.
Yeah, guys, put your seatbelt on. Hope that you're hanging out with us and following along. But starting with this Saturday night, I have an hour on Q2 at 10
p.m.
10 p.m. Okay. I love Q2. I know. Here's why. I can do whatever I want to do. There's like,
trust it's like me. This, maybe a little bit stricter.
Yeah, but without the curse words. So I absolutely love doing Q2. Hi, buddy.
Hi, and Tito.
Here's Tito Frito, man. My Lily's getting spayed tomorrow, so I'm very upset about that.
She is?
Yeah. She's going to be all excited, and then next thing you know, she's going to have surgery. Don't you hate that? I know.
She's
going to
have
sad.
The cone of shame.
I know, it's just, I just don't like to ever see an animal hurt. But anyway, that being said, then we have Tuesday night, we kick off Tuesday night into Wednesday. We kick off ATS at HSN. So all day Wednesday, you're going to be flooded with Dalton.
Oh yeah, all day Wednesday. The
this
sixth,
isn't everything.
It's the sixth, right? No, the seventh. The seventh.
No, it's the sixth. Is it the 7th?
I don't have my phone.
I have my phone. I don't know what day it is. I don't even know what time it is.
It's the 6th.
It's the 6th. Okay. This isn't everything. But.
You're really spilling the beans, my friend.
Okay.
But you're spilling the beans.
It's so good. It's one of those things that's so good it's stupid. We changed foundation. I mean, everyone knows us. We're like the complexion queens when it comes to anything complexion. But this is like...
It's your skincare, but genius.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, quite honestly, just to kind of like throw it out there. We put these two powerhouses together because people kept saying, I have dry, dull, sallow-looking skin.
Is that your ASMR?
This is my sallow skin.
I'm really going to get mad at me. I got to talk into my microphone.
Skin. So what gives you the look of radiant, smoother looking skin, makes your skin look younger instantly as soon as you use it? Brand new. Everyone loves our regular primer. So we did this.
Radiance primer.
Has a bit of radiance. And then this is like hydration. This is literally almost like throwing a glass of water in your face. Not water per se, but so much hydration. It is flooding your face with moisture. That's why do we wear foundation? Because our skin is dry. It's sallow. It has texture. Those lines are sunken in. We need to plump up the look of the skin.
Yep.
We need to hydrate the look
but
of the
even
skin
if
and
you
stay
don't,
hydrated.
Even if you don't wear foundation... Yeah, This is going to be great for you because it's a hybrid product. It's brand new. There's nothing like it.
No.
So stay tuned.
Hi, baby. Where's your cookie at?
Wednesday is all about the glow. It's the recipe for glowing skin.
Everybody's
about
to get a glow
all about.
Up. All right.
You had to prep it a little bit.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
When you get this home, guys.
Shake it.
So, and the reason is this, we have encapsulated hyaluronic acid,
niacinamide,
and it's encapsulated.
Collagen.
So when you shake it, it like bursts, right? Like it wakes it up. So when it gets onto your skin, it's just not like, oh, this is another foundation. It's like, wham.
This primer is so nice.
So, all right, you show the primer and I'm going to show, okay. So, I want you to show you how liquidy. You go there. You go first.
So this is the Radiance Primer. What I think is really fantastic about this is it's going to give you a lit from within look. So it's going to just turn the lights back on the skin. But you can see here that there's no glitter. There's no sparkles. Mm-mm. It's crushed pearl. It's radiance in a tube. And you're going to use this as your primer because you're going to get all those pore smoothing benefits that you want from your primer, all those retexturizing benefits. But now you're going to get this beautiful radiance because I think after like the age of 35, we don't want flat matte anymore. We want that element of glow to the skin. So this is going to be step one in the recipe. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to go ahead and add
step two. And sometimes that just might be enough for you.
Yeah.
If you just want kind of radiant, bouncy looking skin,
this isn't
going to
provide
enough.
Coverage. So just so we're kind of clear on that.
It's just meant to give you hydration, fill
so
in the look
good.
Of pores, fill in the look of fine lines, deep lines, etched lines.
You know what's in this?
Uneven skin tone. Go ahead.
So you've got diamond powder. That's what's giving you, sorry, I said crushed pearl, it's diamond powder. You've got the plant-based collagen, the hyaluronic acid, the matcha and caffeine to really wake up and energize the skin. So this is all skincare first. That's it. You know what? I think a lot of brands are trying to steal that story from us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were first.
You
just saying.
You think a lot of brands or every brand?
Every brand.
It's
exhausting.
You know, it's so interesting. Yesterday, I actually saw a brand name their product the same thing our product is named.
Yeah, so did I. And I wish I could say who did that.
I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, that's, it's one thing to steal it. It's another thing to name it the exact
same
thing.
Just like, some people have no shame, you know?
Like, get over yourself. Whatever. My level of hatred for some people is growing.
You know what, though?
I love animals.
We're going to go with this. Imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yeah, I'm going to imitate them with my knuckles. Anyway, okay. Here is.
Oh, Claudia saw that too.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, girl. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it is what it is.
All right,
I'm
keep
so
going.
Over it. So here is the second part of the TS. It's the Doll Skin Genius Tinted Moisturizer. So you have to call it a tint and a moisturizer. Let me see.
Incoming.
Yeah. So here's the deal. But you know, I'm not going to leave you wanting, because there's nothing worse than wanting. Like feeling like, that's what normal tinted moisturizers do. So I wanted to create but I want to show you this. Okay. See this little drop? You can see how beautiful and liquidy it is, which means that it can't be thick. So if it goes on thick on your hand, it's thick on your face. Okay, so watch this. See how lightweight that is?
Look at that.
Look, see this? Look at, can you see the hydration? Can you see that? That's hyaluronic acid, matcha again. That's like all of
caffeine,
these.
The caffeine, the plant-based collagen, blueberry extract.
Marshmallow extract.
Oh, yeah, the marshmallow extract.
Love the marshmallow, okay.
When you think of a marshmallow, right, Doris? Think of the bounce. That's what this is bringing back into your skin.
When has your skin ever...
Oh, we almost had a real mic drop.
Got that. Look at that hydration.
Not a figurative one.
Look at this hydration. No, just for shade reference, I'm 1.5. Hydration. Like, talk about making your skin look like you're that hot 18-year-old again.
Yeah, or you know what, though?
Minus the complexion issues.
Right? Because I think one of the things that...
I love this stuff.
That's so important is
that... You don't see it.
We're aging gracefully. We can't stop the clock. We don't want to.
No, you don't
want
to stop the clock.
So
I mean,
Doris,
I think
always
that's
says,
the goal. The
you're
goal
pro-aging.
Is to age, right? So I've coined the term pro-aging, and we don't use anti-aging in this office anymore.
So who is this for? If you want to glow back to the skin, if your skin is dull, if it's flat, if you want a product that can use every day that's not going to clog the pores, if you've been afraid of foundation but you still want coverage, if you're somebody that is really passionate about ingredients and making sure that the formula is clean, HSN certified clean,
QVC
this is going to work
clean,
for
Sephora
you.
Sephora certified clean. All of these places. And you know what? I just want to say something here. You have to be really careful about marketing. Let me talk about that one. Let me just throw some things under the bus.
She's about to spill some tea.
I'm going to spill some tea. As a matter of fact, I'm going to spit some coffee out. Just because someone goes on air or wherever, on your social, whatever, and says, it has these ingredients, okay? Great. I'm glad that you're putting good ingredients in your product. But if you put crap along with those good ingredients in your product, you put like icky, crappy stuff that it isn't clean, then guess what happens? We've got
company.
We've got companies walking back and forth. Guess what happens? It counteracts everything. What good is putting niacinamide or hyaluronic acid if you're full of crap? If the other ingredients in there are canceling it. So it is really
important.
Couldn't
agree more, actually.
Here's one of the things that we have always done as a brand. Always. Performance first. when I tell you, I don't care if it's clean and it doesn't perform, then what, you're not going to use it. You don't even care about the ingredients. But I will tell you this. Performance first, as long as it performs like a superstar, and then all of a sudden we've got like those ingredients that are going to really help the skin hydrate, moisturize, work on dark circles, work on discolorations, uneven skin tones, plumping up the look of fine lines, wrinkles, helping to reduce the look of pores. Those are the reasons why we wear a foundation. So that's what's in there, in a clean formula. So know that that was my intention from the very moment I started this brand. We were a clean brand before people even talked about what clean was. Nobody even talked about it 10 years ago.
Using expensive ingredients, yeah. Using expensive formulas that may not be easiest as a business, right?
Because absolutely not.
Whatever, but it's
definitely not easy.
Right, it's about delivering you the product that is gonna be best for your skin and perform the best.
So if it does not have the clean seal, know that there's something in there that's stopping it from happening. Know that as a brand, they don't care. That's what I'm going to tell you. As a brand, they are willing to sacrifice.
I can't say
your
more.
Your skin.
Otherwise, I'm going to spill too much
and
tea.
And your health for profit.
Well, because your skin is your largest organ, right? And
that's
like,
all I'm going to say.
Anything you're putting onto it is getting absorbed. That's a fact.
Yeah.
You can fact check me on that. It's true.
Just saying that. I mean, it is honestly, we do our research on every single ingredient. Every single ingredient.
We really are honored, and we really take it very seriously that you trust us with your skin.
Yeah.
So you can always know that we've done the homework for you, that we're looking at the regulations, that we're looking at these ingredients and the levels, and that it's not going to be harmful for you when you get it at home.
Yeah. So
this is the TS. We've got a lot to cover next week.
Yeah, there's
other things too.
There's other things in it. These are just the heroes. These two things are the heroes that come along with it. It has a brush and blush. It's got other stuff with it. That's not the only thing. But anyway, I really think that I've always wanted to say that. But, you know, I've just been brought up in a way to be like always not a disruptor in the word of verbiage.
I haven't.
Yeah, well, we know Ali hasn't. But what I always wanted to say, listen, it's so interesting because I'll listen
to
brands.
That was a dig, but it's all right. I'll let you give me the, I'll let you take that
dig. It was a good dig. It was a pleasant, good dig. But I always like look at brands and I go like this and I go, but it has this and this and that. But I go, it's not clean. So what good is it? What good is putting hyaluronic acid if you're putting some sort of a carcinogen,
because, you know,
or something like else? That what good is it?
Because you really care. And so I think you and I are alike in that sense, where when you have integrity and you look around at like a lot of competitors that maybe aren't having integrity, it can be really frustrating because it's like, why are you lying? Why are you not being honest?
And listen,
and that's not cool.
Marketing is a funny thing. Whoop. Marketing can be deceptive.
And you have to be really careful because guess what? Every industry, every brand, is marketing.
Look
everything.
For those clean seals, because here's the deal. Not only are we a clean beauty brand in the U.S. on the platforms that that we, you know, are in, we also have our own list. It's called the pink list. So just because it might be acceptable in certain places,
well, wait,
means that we, if it's questionable, we're like, kind of leave it out.
Because you know how many, quiz time, you know how many ingredients are banned by the U.S. government in cosmetics?
Are you asking me?
I am.
What's it, like 10 or something, 20?
11.
Yeah, I know, it's something 11. Like ridiculous. Yeah.
And you know how many are banned in Europe?
Yeah, 1,300. Probably more now.
So we're compliant to that.
Yeah. So that's a big thing to understand. It's not even interesting, though, just because, here's another thing, just because 1,300 in Europe, you can still not be clean in the U.S.
That's true. You're right. So it's just, again, It's never one size fits all. It's never just like you have to do your own homework.
Yeah, you really do.
But wait, I do really. What? Before we, so today's episode, just to give everyone kind of
what is today's episode about?
So this is part two of what we started talking about last week.
Oh, okay.
So it's really about leaning into those wellness tips and different things that you can do.
Because,
you know, I follow this girl on Instagram. I think her handle is Dietitian Brittany. I could be getting that wrong. But she helps women with gut health. And she did like a story today, and she said, Doris, she said, it is so heartbreaking to see the women that come to me after having gone to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they get no answers. They're told they're fine. They're told it's because you're a mom. They're told it's because you're going through menopause. They're told it's because you're aging. And basically they're told, like, just accept it. Sorry, there's nothing that we can do. And, you know, that's not the way of the world anymore. There's plenty of other people that you can work with, be it these gut, you know, gut health people or whatever, health coaches that are going to help you dig in, or functional medicine doctors are going to help you dig into the root cause. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more today. Like, you don't have to settle. If you're going through midlife changes, don't let somebody tell you, oh, sorry, that's just how it's going to be, because that's bullshit. So that's what we're going to talk about. Doris has some things that she wants to share, which are always going to be fascinating because she always has a different spin than the usual. But before you go into that, I want to hear this hair story.
Here's the hair story.
Let's hear it.
I have been going to the same gal that's done my hair for decades, 20 plus years. She's fantastic. The best in my mind when it comes. I even told you that. Comes to blonde hair, no one's better. Blonde hair's tricky because it goes through phases, right? It can be green, it can be orange, it can be yellow, and she always nails it. It's always good. My hair is kind of like what, growing up in my terms, we used to call it mousy brown. So it means it wasn't like a rich brunette, but it wasn't really blonde. It was like kind of that. And if you have mousy brown hair, it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's just a term that we use, was called mousy brown. So I go in there and it takes forever because she foils it and she does little tiny foils and forever.
Wait, so do you do a base color and then you do a highlight?
So she does the highlight first.
Oh, okay. All right.
She does the highlight first and she foils it all up. Must be 75,000 foils in my head, right? And which is fine because I always love catching up with her because I love her. She's been a friend of mine for years, decades. And then she puts the root, the touch up in between the foils.
Okay?
In between the foils. So she does it. We're chatting about how her dog, you know, it's on. I'm getting ready to go. You go sit and process somewhere else so you free up their chairs, right? Whatever. And she's telling me how her dog, like her one dog, eats her other dog's crap and it ate its toy and she almost had to have surgery on it yesterday. Like this whole thing. So I said, okay, well, now she has her other lady that comes in. So I go and I sit down. I get myself a cup of coffee.
Of course.
Literally. You know, I run on coffee. It's terrible. Like, you know what? I think I was a coffee bean in another life. I just think, and I'm trying to get back home. So I go sit down, and I was there, and there was a lady sitting next to me that was so bizarre, really, because with her hair and her foils and everything, like there's like all these mirrors, and I like looked to the side and I thought it was me, but it was really this lady. But that's part of the story. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I literally just get out my phone. I've got my hot cup of coffee and I'm ready, because it takes 30
You're
minutes.
You're ready to scroll Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I do. Well, I was really ready to do some emails because I was during a work day.
Oh, I like to scroll Instagram when I'm getting my hair done.
I know, but it was a work day.
All right. So you were multitasking. All right.
So I was like, all right, let me catch up. So so I sit down and the next thing you know, this young little girl comes and says, I just sat down. Like not even, I don't know, maybe 8 minutes, 9 minutes, not long.
So usually it's like 40.
30.
Okay.
30. She goes, are you ready? And I said, wow. Okay. I said, that's really fast. Like, am I ready? And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe they got some new processing shit, right? Like that.
Don't tell me she took you down and you had to have it all redone.
Well, I didn't have it redone, but she took it down and I'm in the bowl, you know, my favorite thing in life, getting my head rubbed. Favorite
thing.
It's so good. Entire
life. You have a good person.
Oh, I call it a headgasm.
Oh, that's a cool term.
It's a headgasm. So I'm like literally there, and this little girl, she's taking all the foils out, and she's coming, and all of a sudden, my hair lady looks over and has a heart attack because I never processed.
Oh my God.
That's why my hair's like
yellow. Do you want a name drop where you go? Give her a plug?
But look, no, I said, she took
give your girl a plug, not the shampoo girl.
So I go to this place and I absolutely love that. This girl was young and she was new and I wasn't angry and I don't really care and shit happens. I go to David Witchell's in Newtown and they're magnificent.
It's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place.
I went there once.
They're incredibly talented. Marilyn is incredibly talented. I love Galena and David who own it. And they have a lot of different shops around, like denim.
Your hair really looks fantastic, though. I'm not going to lie.
Well, so I love it. I saw her face. And I thought to myself, well, it is weird. Like, I didn't really process, right? Like,
so what'd she say? What'd she say?
So she looked at my hair and she goes, well, let's blow it out and see what happens and see what it looks like. She was ready to go back in there. And I had this new girl. Her real name's Alex, but when they have multiple ones, if you ever go there, her name there is Maria. That's a long story. If there's two people that have the same names, they get to pick their own name, work name.
Okay.
So her name's Maria. She was fantastic, blew it out, like really great kid. So anyway, this poor little girl that took my hair down, she was so upset. And I'm like, it's hair. Trust me, I don't like my hair screwed up. I like my hair done right. But anyway, I took it out and it was like this color.
Marilyn must have been very upset though, because that took a long time to put it on.
It's 3 hours. That's why I hate to get my hair done. It takes three hours. Yeah. It takes 3 hours. So this poor little kid, as soon as Marilyn went there and like panicked, and I'm like, and I knew what happened, I knew what was going on. And so this other girl kind of takes over, and I'm like, guys, it's freaking hair.
That girl probably ran out the back door.
She was a lovely little kid. I said, I tipped her. I was like, it's hair. If I don't like it, I'll come back in. But
it looks really good.
It's very yellow.
No, it doesn't look yellow. It's the only thing I noticed is that your root looks a little bit darker. But you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
The rest of your hair actually looks lighter to me than it usually does.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
It's, listen, I go every 6 weeks. She'll fix it and do whatever 6 weeks from now. So, but that's what happened with my hair color. And then, you know, Bob, he likes the blondes. And I get home, he goes, what'd you do to your hair?
No, he did not.
Yes. I'm like, long story short, whatever. Anyway, but I will tell you, they are really fantastic there. I can't tell you anymore, but
your hair looks so good.
They're great.
Did you give Bob a little punch for that?
No, I told him, I just looked at him and I said, well, at least I have some.
Doris, no one can top you with the comebacks. You know that?
No one. At least I have hair. He has hair. I'm kidding.
Burn. But
he
gets it on.
You know, I wonder what Bob... I have no idea what Bob would actually look like with hair because he always gets it like, you know...
At least what? I have some.
Yeah. He like trims it up.
Sometimes I really want to be a fly on the wall when you singe Bob with the comments.
I singe him all the time. I get him all the time.
Jeannie was going last week. She was going to meet you for dinner.
She came.
And she's trying to get me to go. But I was like, I got to go home. Did she? She said she was going to go in and do her usual routine.
She did.
Did she do it?
What are you doing there with her? See, you have to have you have to have a yin and a yang, right?
Doris.
Like, you can't have two of the same people because two of me would be like, forget it.
Jeannie's like, come on, I'll treat you to a salad. I'm going to go in there and get Bob. I'm like,
she did. We always try to get Bob.
It's so funny.
He loves it, though. He does. He loves it. It's actually pretty funny.
All right, how much time do we have left, Em? Because we got to get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast.
Okay, meat and potatoes. What's going on? There's my you can push it and let him in.
That's our DHL man. Jinx. All right.
Okay.
All right, let's go in. We got you got so much good feedback last week for all the things that you shared.
Yeah, you all like that. And it's interesting because the more I kept thinking about...
Can I just preface really quick? I do want to just put a disclaimer here for us for legal reasons, because we have to. This is not medical advice. This is not in substitute of whatever you're doing. This is just supplementation. Okay, now that that's out of the way, roll.
Yeah. And I wasn't even going to give you really any... Yeah, I am going to give you a little.
That's just a cover our.
It is not
cover our asses.
Yes, it is. This is just first and foremost, know that every person goes through changes in their life at certain times differently. No two people are the same. You can kind of look and see how your mother was to get an idea of what your life could possibly be, but it's not a true indicator, right?
Because you don't make the same choices, you don't eat the same way, you don't necessarily exercise the same way,
exactly,
not exposed to the same toxins.
So people don't I wanted to bring it really far back and talk to like what's happening.
I think you should. I think that would be really helpful for everyone.
So when you talk about, and we're talking about perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. They're the three things that happen. Peri, which means that you're kind of going into it and you'll start to notice symptoms early. And they could be weird symptoms, and you could just be sitting there and maybe get like a hot flash when you're 41 and not even know.
Wait, so when do you think that usually starts? Peri, when would you...
Here's the deal. It can happen to anybody at any time. Not young, but when I talk about anybody at any
time. Like over 35?
Yeah, over 35. Most of the time it starts, honestly, in your early 40s. But some people, 35, 38. But normally, in general, in consensus, it's your early 40s.
Okay.
And it can last for years.
Peri can last for years.
Yes.
Okay.
And what it is that women, we're not like men. Men produce sperm every day. They can produce sperm at 103. Okay. Fresh, good, old sperm. They can do it. But women don't. We get our eggs. We get our little basket full of eggs.
When we're born,
X amount of eggs. Every month we have two hormones called the luteinizing hormone, which is LH. And then we have FSH, which is the follicle stimulating hormone. So we have these two little hormones and they stimulate our egg. But what happens after a while, like all of us, is our eggs start to age out.
Yeah, they do.
Our eggs get older. So they get sluggish.
And
they
get older faster, which I know we can't necessarily get into
We won't. I'm taking it down to like just some quiet little
basics. Basic biology.
Just basic. Because a lot of times people start having hot flashes and things start happening. They're like, what? You don't know why. People just go like this. Ready? Your doctor goes, well, you're in perimenopause. Well, you're full-blown menopause. And you're like, you don't really know what's happening to your body. You're just saying, okay. So most of the times, if I was to ask you, hey, do you know what menopause is? Well, not really. My period stops. That's what you think. So why does your period stop? Your period stops because your eggs are slowing down. They're aging out. You're no longer sloughing off your uterus because your egg is not implanted. It's not fertilized. That's why your periods are becoming sporadic. And what are the symptoms of perimenopause? So let's talk about those really quick. It can be flashing, hot flashing. And hot, what's a hot flash? So a hot flash is like all of a sudden, like you just feel warm. It doesn't mean that you're sweating your sweaty balls off. It just means that you could get like a feeling of heat. You could all of a sudden just go, oh, and it can last or it could just be quick. You get some aches and pains that you didn't have before.
Okay.
And I'll explain to you why all that happens in a second. And you get your hair starts to thin. Your hair starts to thin. You can start noticing that you're seeing your scalp a little bit more. You can notice that your skin starts to become dry. You can start to have painful intercourse because your vaginal area starts to become dry. And let me see what else. Your sexual wanting to have sex
can start to take a little think. So all that happened before perimenopause for me. But anyway,
it's called being a tired working mother.
Yeah. So
you're like, good night.
You start to notice that maybe your middle area starts to become a little bit bloated and fatter.
You mean your stomach?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can start to notice that your arms become thicker, fatter.
Why does that happen?
I'll tell you in a second. All of these things start to happen and you're going, I'm dieting, I'm working out, I'm exercising, nothing's getting rid of this middle, my arms are fat, I can't lift any more dumbbells, you know, I'm lifting dumbbells in my sleep. Your sleep becomes disrupted. You have mood swings. So these are all the lovely things that happen perimenopause, and as you go into menopause, they worsen.
Oh.
Now,
fun.
For some people, you might have one of those. You might have two of those. You might not have any of those. You might have all of them, okay? So the real clincher is when you start to go into full-blown menopause is when now your period pretty much has stopped for 9 months or more. So 9 months or more. When perimenopause, it can go like 45 days, or maybe you get it in 20 days. It starts to become sporadic. It's because your eggs are like, they're aging out. So when your eggs start to age out, a lot of things happen hormonally.
Okay.
So hormonally, what happens is estrogen and progesterone are now declining. Primarily estrogen, but progesterone plays a part in it. So estrogen is this hormone. It has to do too with what I started this with, LH and FSH too, which is the luteinizing hormone and the follicular stimulating hormone. These two things that stimulate the eggs to drop and all of these things to happen. Estrogen's declining. So they're like, it's like broken communication. It's like static, right? So when the estrogen levels start to drop, that's when you get the flashing in your body. That's a hot flash. When you start to get backaches, estrogen is what really helps support the ligamentous tissue. That's the ligaments, the muscles.
Oh, God, I have that.
So you start to get sore in your back. Ooh, and that.
I didn't know that.
When mood disruptions have to do a lot with sleep disruptions. Sleep disruptions come from the estrogen decreasing, hot flashes. So you're not sleeping and getting that full REM because you're hot. And it's waking you up because you're hot. And so it has a lot to do with estrogen and the decline of estrogen. And eventually, the estrogen will decline to a point that, like I said, there'll be no more stimulating of the FSH, that hormone that stimulates the egg drop, the luteinizing hormone. They stop. All of that stuff starts to stop. And then what happens is it starts to just keep decreasing, decreasing, decreasing. We start getting more irritable, fatter. Let me see, hair loss, thinner skin, no sex drive. You know, your vaginal area is like a Sahara Desert, painful intercourse.
But it doesn't have to be.
Well, there will be. Here's the deal.
You can definitely. I'm just letting everybody know. This is not as grim as it's sounding.
So
that's
why
we're here to help.
What I'm telling
you
is, people. Here's what happens. All these things are happening to you, but you don't know why. And I'm like, I want you in the easiest way for me to explain and understand what's happening to your body. It's not just a word or a term or a phrase or a time of life. There is a reason for why these things are happening. Your estrogen is decreasing because your eggs are what they call aging out. They're not these great. That's why when you see people that get pregnant later on in life, they become high risk pregnancies because their eggs are older. And once those eggs start to get old, they just kind of like shrivel up.
But I think that we need to like revisit the term or the age for when that's done. Because did you know right now in this country, you're considered a geriatric pregnancy if you're over the age of 35?
Yeah, well, makes sense.
People are having kids like way later.
So a geriatric pregnancy just means that it's more high risk. So don't be careful with that term. Geriatric pregnancy just means that egg is older, which means that egg is more fragile. So when you have fragility in the egg, it just means that you're more of a high risk, which means that they should have more eyes on your pregnancy. That's all it means. You have a higher chance, and it's this. Remember too, it's statistics. So when we talk about, and it's also money, but statistically, as a person gets pregnant when they're older and 35, your eggs are 35 years old. The difference, say you're 25 years old, you get pregnant. 10 years later, those eggs are 10 years older. You yeah. also don't drop as many eggs as you get older. They start, that's the whole estrogen. It's like this cycle. This cycle starts to slow down. So, and then the egg just becomes older. It doesn't mean that you can't conceive. It doesn't mean that, I mean, later on you can't, because there's just no more eggs. Like, they just have slumped, they're died. The eggs are flat, done. Pancakes, they're scrambled, okay? With cheese, little tomato.
Oh, you're making me, yeah, so, I was going to say.
But what happens?
Hungry, but not really.
I think what people need to understand is that what's the role of estrogen and progesterone
yes.
in our life?
Please, okay? Tell us.
So estrogen, when I was talking about last week, is the nuisance hormone. And we talk about what estrogen does. Estrogen is also a feminizing hormone, okay? So you're talking a lot, you're hearing a lot about right now with people and gender and all this stuff that's happening. Estrogen is really what makes us feminine, okay? It's what makes us a woman. It's what makes our skin soft. It's what makes us, our fat cells. Why? I can look at my husband. He can eat 5 boxes of Twinkies. If I look at a Twinkie, it's on my ass.
Me too.
Him, he can kill 5 things of Twinkies, and he's still like muscle man. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Tell me how that's fair.
Because we have fat cells. It's attributed to estrogen. It's attributed to being a woman. Yes, there's 2 genders. Sorry if I get, I don't really care. I'm not going to feed into the crazy. Okay, there's 2 genders, there's a male and a woman, and the only time sometimes you can have what they call hermaphrodites, okay? Hermaphrodites are things that have happened and slipped through nature. Most of the time it happens more in animals than it does in humans, where you have an X and a Y chromosome. It's hermaphroditic syndrome, it's hermaphrodites, okay? Boy, is that reaching back into my old brain cells. But that being said, estrogen is what makes us feminine. So when we start to lose the estrogen, it really plays a lot into what happens to our skin, keeping our skin hydrated, keeping it moisturized. So the real key is, one, recognizing what's happening to you. And I will tell you the easiest way, and it's not necessarily easy because we've all come pretty sediment people. We're a little bit couch potatoes.
But what about progesterone? Can you just explain what that does before you talk about couch potatoes?
Well, estrogen and progesterone.
Because you said it's 2. So
it is 2. So estrogen and progesterone are what kind of like run our... You go ahead. You've studied this.
No, I really actually... All I know about progesterone is what you've told me. And I find it really interesting. Like, I know that progesterone has certain things and does certain things. But like... What happens, you explain what happens with the estrogen, but like what's happening with the progesterone? So it's also coming down. Mm-hmm. And like what's going on? Like what is the symptoms that that's going to cause for you?
It's the same thing. So estrogen and progesterone are coming down really at the same kind of level and rate. And it's the same thing. It's why we don't, estrogen and progesterone are why we have periods. Because estrogen level goes high if the egg is that when the estrogen and when the egg isn't fertilized, the estrogen level drops, progesterone
so like
goes
duo.
Back up.
They're both coming down and they're both causing you to have the
these
symptoms that you talked about.
Estrogen okay. really is though like the wild man out there. And here's the thing. So there's two there's multiple things, and then there's pharmacy wise there are things that you can do. So there. And I'm going to get over these guys here and this guy. There's HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy. And there's 2 types of hormone. There's more than 2 types. I mean, there's so many different brands and so many different things with HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy. You can do it I don't know if you guys remember Suzanne Summers, who like did it like all this
yeah,
natural.
Yeah, she
and stuff
recently
like that.
Passed away.
She did. And she was, so you have to be careful with people with HRT that have breast cancer. So it's like there's a lot of, I mean, I could do podcast after podcast for hours and hours and hours upon a day because it just, it's like this spider web. So you have to watch estrogen replacement if you are prone to cyst in your breast, to if you previously had breast cancer, any of that stuff, because the last thing that you want to do, you take tamoxifen, and that that stops estrogen production. People that have breast cancer go into menopause very early because they take all the estrogen out because estrogen is related to breast cancer. So there was a Suzanne Summers, I do believe. No, I could be wrong. Listen,
she went to the same functional medicine doctor that I went to.
Functional medicine is like a, if any of you really have can afford. Let's talk about functional medicine really quick, and then I'll get back to here and here. I do have ADD, so sometimes I just swing myself back around.
I'm bringing her the shrooms next week.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a trial run.
If any times functional medicine isn't really covered by your general insurance, if you have the ability,
which is shitty,
we
don't have to go into why.
We're
we'll
not going to go
another
into
time.
That today. But if you have additional funds that maybe you can go get a blood panel done by a functional medicine doctor or a group, you really should, because you'd be really, your blood work is your map to your whole health. Your blood
you
work.
You really think so?
110%.
I haven't had it done in a couple of years. I think I'm due for a refresh.
110%. Your blood will tell you. There we go.
We're back.
110%. Your blood work will tell you what is going on in your life.
100%. All right.
I'm not talking about just like a CBC.
No, it's 18 pages worth of stuff.
Yes, I'm talking about your thyroid, your cholesterol, your LDLs, HDLs, bun, creatine, everything. And we can get into all that stuff. We can do
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring my panel in for our next podcast, and we're going to go over everything that they look for in functional medicine. Yes. Because it's all little clues to
It's a pathway.
What's going on.
Exactly. So HRT, hormone replacement therapy. So when I'm talking about those two things, you can do it chemically, which is like through, estrogen and progesterone replacement therapy. And it can be done. There's so many different kinds. There's a gazillion. And I think sometimes you have to go through trial and error to see if any of those work for you, if you're going that route, because...
And that you'd have to get from a doctor, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. You have to... You can, Ann, you can come in.
Also, functional medicine, before we move off of that topic, is functional medicine is looking for the root cause. So they're looking for different root causes as to why you're having symptoms, which is different. And the levels that are acceptable when a functional medicine doctor is looking at something versus when a traditional Western doctor is looking at something is very different. Like vitamin D is a perfect example. When you get a functional medicine test for your vitamin D, they want you to be they want you to be over 65.
Well,
a Western doctor will
up.
Say, yeah, you're at 20. Okay, no problem. Which is like so severely deficient.
So here's what happens too. This is one thing I didn't even talk about when we talk about, you have to be really careful when we go menopause, when you're full blown, and then you go postmenopause. You're absolutely depleted in estrogen. Your progesterone levels are down to nothing. And what happens when your estrogen levels go really low like that is your vitamin D levels can no longer absorb into the bone. So that's when you become it's what they call osteopenia, which means that you become osteoporotic.
You're also
osteoporosis.
Vitamin A deficient, which contributes to that.
That's correct. But vitamin D, and you have to take, I think it's D with K.
K2.
Yeah, see, I'm scratching my head. Vitamin D and vitamin K, and you have to do weight-bearing exercises. In order, you can take all the D and K that you want, all of it that
we
you want
to
take.
We are going to have to take a break. All right, so we're back. Sorry, we got abruptly cut off, but
yes,
we are back.
We are back.
We actually had a really shitty day.
I just want you guys to know that if there was a better word than shit, which is literally fecal material that comes out of your ass, a worse word than that,
Emily, you have
that's
to edit
the
that.
Day I
you
had.
You have to cut that out. We cannot.
Why?
We cannot be saying.
Yes, we can. It was a shitty fucking day.
No,
I can say fuck too. It's my podcast. God.
It was a really shitty day. If you've ever just had a shitty day, we've just had a shitty day.
If you ever
we
had
have to pull ourselves out of the shithole.
Put yourself together now.
I'm sure
there are people that have shittier days than us. But, you know,
I do have a bottle of wine in my car if you want to go, pop it open.
I think it might be a vodka day.
I think so, too. I don't have vodka in the car.
I don't keep vodka
in the car. But I have wine because I meant to buy it for when my mom came over the other night and left it in the car.
Oh, you know, I have so much wine. I'm just going to go.
You don't even drink.
I'm going to get a box of straws.
You're going to need it tonight.
You know, if you drink wine through a straw, you get drunker faster.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's interesting.
Don't even ask me why. It has something to do with the sugar and the way you drink it. And blah. It
gives me a headache instantly.
I love wine.
I do too, but I just can't drink it.
I feel like Tito.
You know, I was the biggest wino. All right.
Are we going to start again?
Well, we got you cut off. I think we only have like 10 minutes left, but you were explaining some really helpful information that was really insightful in terms of estrogen and progesterone, and I think you were really just at, you know, what happens
in HRT,
premenopause. Right.
Yes.
So okay. What are your options?
You basically have three options in my mind. There could be more, and if you have more, make sure you drop them in the comments below, because when people read through them, maybe they can pick up on your tips, tricks, whatever, because everybody's really different, right? And like I prefaced this in the very beginning,
everybody
is going to go through this situation differently. But if you are a female, you are going to go through this situation. So that being said, HRTs, which are pharmaceutical, different types, different levels, and you might, don't just settle for the first one. If you're not feeling like really great on it, try something different until you get the right balance, because not all hormone replacement therapies that come from big pharma are exactly the same. They have different levels of estrogen, different levels of progesterone, so all of those. So that's one way to do it chemically. Second way, there's a natural chemical process, and that's when we were talking about Suzanne Summers, who found different ways to do like topical, and you can still get in regular HRT that are pharmaceutical based, you can still get them the patch, you can get suppositories, creams, ingestibles, all of those things. Just depends on what you're responding to, okay? But there are natural forms of estrogen patches and natural forms of estrogen.
Is that bioidentical?
Bioidentical. That is exactly right. That comes from plants.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I've heard of that a lot in my
readings. Get them from like a compound pharmacy.
Okay.
So you can get cut, and it's usually not so much a patch. It's more usually a cream that you spread, but you can still get, you can even regular, when I talk about medicinal ones, can be creams that you spread on your body.
So that just
there's
to differentiate
multiple different forms.
The
yes.
medicinal one is a chemical compound.
That's correct.
And the bioidentical is a natural.
Is a natural, and it comes from plants, and it is bioidentical.
Okay.
Yes. So by bioidentical they mean that the ingredient that they're using is identical or somewhat identical to what it's replacing or using within the body.
Got it. That makes sense. All right. What's number three?
Number three is going to be the easiest one that you can actually do at home, and you can start today. So I talked and touched on a little bit about it last week, there are things that you can do to change how your body feels. And you already know these things, whether you're peri, post, in the middle of it, or you're 25, when you stop eating processed foods, you will start to feel better. So processed foods have a definite negative reaction on your body that's already going through change that's on its own. So why like not help it? So
Because you're just plugging more toxins, right?
It's toxins, like, inflammatory.
I think that should be what we talk about next week. Well, we won't be here next week, but the week after is...
Yeah.
The synthetic food and what's that doing from an inflammatory perspective? I mean,
well, inflammation is the start of disease.
Inflammaging is everywhere now.
Yeah,
it's also aging from inflammation.
But it's also the first sign of disease.
Oh, okay.
So dis-ease in the body. So people think it's a disease process. It's actually pronounced dis-ease, which dis means opposite, no ease. Dis-ease is what is all comes from inflammation. If you can reduce your inflammation, you can reduce your risk of disease. So so first and foremost is to watch your food. Stick to whole foods. Again, like we said, walk on the periphery of the
grocery store, walk around that.
So Whole Foods are like vegetables, fruits, anything that's not in a package.
Yeah, anything that doesn't have 75 ingredients on the back of the label. If it has a lot of ingredients on the back of the label, chances are it's been processed.
Or it comes in a package.
It comes in a package. I'm sorry, if it can sit on the shelf for 3 years without rotting or five, it's processed. Okay.
Okay. That's easy enough to remember.
So not to be confused with like grandma, like canning tomatoes, although after about a year, they can get botulism in them. That's a good kind to get rid of the, you know, the wrinkles. But if you see the lid pop up, that's botulism.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's botulism.
You learn something new every day.
That being said, so that first and foremost is to really what you are, what you eat, right? And we know this. These are things that we know. But unfortunately, life can get hectic and we look for the convenience in food versus the nutrition and food. Okay, but it's just reality. Trust me, I had Chick-fil-A this week. I just telling you the facts. Don't always have to do what
I say. Well, I also think too, there's the fact that like the medical community will oftentimes tell you that what you eat doesn't matter, and like it couldn't be further from the truth. So just keep that in mind.
And there's a lot of
food is medicine, or poison, depending on what you do.
I like to say this, and I think that you would agree with me on this one, Lee, is that if you have a doctor that just goes for your syndromes and gives you a pill versus sitting down for a second and say, hey, what are you eating? What are you doing?
How are you sleeping? Say, what are you
they're
exercising?
A pill pusher.
Yeah.
So, you know, forget the pill pushing. It's just remember every pill you take has a reaction, good and bad. Fact. Every pill, everyone, Advil to whatever. So that being said, so the first thing you can do is watch your ingredients and what you're eating. Try to eat more whole foods. Second thing you do, go out for a nice brisk walk. It boosts the endorphins, it boosts the serotonin.
And in terms of what
we're deflecting on, we don't have.
You should give Dr. Mindy Pels a follow. I think that's, I'm saying it right, because you can also really help with your hormones and your insulin by fasting, intermittent fasting. So like eating your foods during certain windows of the day versus eating all day has a really big impact on your hormones as we age. And she really dives in a lot of detail and a lot of depth for that.
Yeah, you can go so deep down the rabbit hole with intermittent fasting, body types, what type of foods work, fluctuating fasting, like changing it up so your body doesn't get complacent. Like a lot of times people do low carb for like 2-3 weeks and then they stop losing weight. And it's like, there's all kinds of stuff. There's also people that don't think that you should do low carb because I don't know. There's like so many different things. And I will tell you that not one thing's going to work for one person. Like
Agreed.
You really it's called trial and error. So you don't when you're out there shopping and you get a pair of jeans, just stop and get the first pair of jeans. You fit it, unless they make your butt look really good. You'll try on a couple and say, hey, I like these. I can sit in them. They're comfortable. They look good on my butt. You know, they're the right length. So you should do that with stuff. So many of us just don't. And we take words for gospel. So third thing. So good brisk walk. We can do that, right? Good brisk walk. Exercise is really important because a couple things. When estrogen and progesterone start to deplete, we start to get laxity in the ligaments. We start to get muscular aches and pains, all of these things. And by doing these exercises, we start to get the endorphins and the serotonins.
Okay, which makes now we're talking.
Yes, which makes us feel good, which makes our body stronger, which makes our core stronger. Now,
but serotonin, because I don't know if everybody knows this, but serotonin, what is it? Epinephrine, dopamine. Mm-hmm. Those are all your happy chemicals.
That's right.
Those
that's
are what's going to make you feel good, make you feel happy. So if you're depressed, you're feeling down, like a
absolutely.
Quick 15-minute walk mm-hmm. are going to boost all those things, make you feel good right away.
Well, they are. And a lot of times it's interesting because people that deal with depression, and depression is a big ringer that comes along with people that are peri and middle menopause and postmenopause is depression.
Really?
Yes, because you're not sleeping, you're irritable, you become depressed. All of those things, you're gaining weight, like all of these things. Isn't it great to look forward to? It doesn't always have to be all of that. But when you get out there and you walk and you get these things moving, and you start to get the dopamine and the serotonins mm-hmm. and those things, it starts to turn your whole cycle around. So the fact, do not sit on the couch and do woe is me, because that isn't going to change a thing. And don't think just taking a pill is going to change it either, because they do have side effects to them too. Like I said, equal and opposite reactions, right?
It's lifestyle, right? It's establishing like a lifestyle
sometimes,
practice.
Yeah. And so yes, it is lifestyle. So the fourth thing, when you start to talk about exercising, you do have to put a little bit of resistance in it. I told you that before.
Okay.
Really, really important, because when estrogen depletes, it stops the lay down of vitamin D3 and K on your bones. Your bones become brittle, soft, break like a cracker, right? Like, so we don't want that. We want you to be strong and healthy and not fracture your hip and be bedridden.
Your muscle is also your metabolism. So as building muscle, you're helping your body to burn fat and lose weight. And so you know, listen,
large muscles.
You can do Pilates, you can do light weights, like you say. You know, it doesn't
you need resistance. So in order for vitamin D to lay down on the bone, you have to take it with K. So what you said, D3, K2, you have to do it D and K. They usually go to when you take your supplements. So instead of taking like go to your gynecologist and say they're going to do a bone density test, right?
And what do you recommend though for supplements? That company that we both like, what's it called? Yeah. Quiksilver Scientific?
There's Quiksilver Scientific, and there's also Life Extension.
Okay.
There's Life Extension. They're both really good. You really, please don't go to the grocery store and get a 2-for-1, because most of the time you're just going to poop them out. Let's keep talking about
poop today.
And it's
just filled with like really crappy things, really bad fillers. Yeah.
And your body doesn't digest them. And what's digest?
What's
your
the point?
And it goes, it's not. So you want a really good, if you're going to take it, might cost you a little bit more, take a good one. Don't really, and I know a lot of people go, oh, I took a good multivitamin. Please, another thing too, okay? Do not take Flintstone flavored, gooey, chewy,
gummies.
They're not vitamins. Okay. If you want a chewy, go into the candy aisle and get the chewy. Just because it says this has vitamin C in this chewy, your body's just going to digest it into your stomach and then you're going to piss it out. That's what's going to happen. Sorry. Pee it out, urinate it out, whatever you want. Mictrate. Here you go. You really want to get, it's called Mictrition. Mictrition, urination, whiz, whatever you want to call it. Okay, that's what's going to happen. Now, so you want to do resistance. Really, really important. So those would be things that you could actually change and do right away.
I also
and
think
it is a lifestyle change if you're not used to it, but right away you can
totally
do it.
Those are small steps, and then from there, I think, just to add on and finish up what we were talking about last week, once you start doing those things, you can also start doing things like grounding, so getting your feet on the earth. You can use a sauna if you have the access to one to help sweat out some of those, you know, the excess estrogen, and like you said last week, things that might be stored in the tissue, so toxins and estrogen and things like that. I think also really starting to work on breath work and meditation. It sounds like hokey until you actually start to do it and you do some reading into it and you realize
what's really, I didn't know that you knew all about
how
that
important that is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Breath, that's a whole podcast.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh wait.
I'm breath big on that.
Do you know how much of our lungs we actually never even like clean in, clean out? How much junk is stored in our lungs from not inhaling deep, exhaling out?
I didn't know
they
that.
They do these things now. If you can watch some people, and I'm not going to just like, they go, like to get, start expanding and moving your lungs
Your
and all this
force.
Stuff.
You know, when I worked with Jess.
Look at you down the rabbit hole with Unwalk.
Oh,
how
yeah.
pink are my
Come
lips?
On.
Do they look good now?
Jess and Jamie that I worked with from La Luna Soul, the healing, they really taught me how to do breath work because I really wasn't breathing like at all.
So
but they teach you to like suck through a straw. Hold it. I'm not holding it because
okay.
I'm talking. And then
can I teach you something a little bit better?
Yeah.
Let me go one step further. Here comes Dr. Doris. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You suck it in. And then
so,
take it back in. And then when you blow it out. And then when you're done, blow it out. Then now blow it out. Don't stop. Blow. Yeah. That's what gets rid of all the moisture and stuff that's in your lungs. Do you know how much moisture sits in the bottom of your lung? That's why you're predisposed to pneumonia.
No, I had no idea. That makes so much sense.
Bacterial pneumonia.
All right, so what do you think? If you're going to do that, what do you think? Like start with 5 minutes
you
a day?
You can lose, I forget how many pounds.
Irina's trying to leave. You can leave, Irina.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Irina, you can go. You want to say hi, Irina? Irina's like, I want to get the F out of here. It's a long day. She says bye-bye.
So what do you recommend for that? Like start with 5 minutes, then go to 10, see what you can do?
I don't care. You're watching American Idol. Just go.
So what you're doing is you're breathing deeply, like you're breathing through a straw. Then you're breathing in again, and then you're slowly breathing out.
You don't have to breathe through a straw. Just take a deep breath in. You feel the expansion. When you feel like you can't take any more in, do it. And that's where you get the massive expansion of the lung.
Oh,
and then when you blow it out,
I like it.
And then blow a little bit further, that gets all the fluid out of the lung.
I like that.
Whatever you want to know. I'm just a plethora of
Mother
knowledge.
Mother Nature, I'm sorry, but the more I learn, I'm just like, damn, this stuff has all been kept from us for a long time. But it's all there. It makes a big difference. And I think when you are dealing with, this is something I learned from Mindy Pels, the Instagram account I was telling you about, and Dr. Christiane Northrup, who's like a total like expert on this stuff. But she talks about how as you're going through these changes and, you know, the progesterone's all over the place and the estrogen's all over the place, your cortisol's all over the place.
Ugh.
And so you're totally not resilient to stress at all. Like
that's your heart attack hormone,
anything.
By the way.
And so when you do the breath work and you try to really focus in on the breath work, you can really try to bring that cortisol down. And honestly, we need to talk about that. That needs to be its own episode.
Cortisol,
our generation is so plagued by stress because we are told and taught that we should be doing everything and doing everything 150%. And it's like, what the fuck? I can't do that. I'm going to burn out and crash and burn. So when you can try to like really incorporate stress management into your life, it's so game changing, I think. And it doesn't happen every day. Listen, we don't live in a utopia.
This is what I'm going to leave you with. And we're going to get going because we have to shoot some videos with Emily.
Yes, yes.
And Emily will leave us if we keep going on because, you know, you and I can talk forever.
I know. All right, we got to shut up.
So I'm going to shut up in a second, but I'm going to leave you with this and then you can close with your final thought. It sounds daunting what Lee and I are talking about. We do have a lot of information. We're very passionate about it. And we gave you a lot of information over the last hour, and we're going to continue to give you more and more and more information. It might seem really difficult to digest and you're like all over the place and I don't know where to begin. And I will tell you, you might not be able to see through the past the forest, but you can see one step in front of you. So just take the first step.
That's right.
One step, one little thing. Is it the breath work? Is it a little brisk walk? It's going to be nice out. Is it, I'm not going to eat that hot dog today. Just a little bit. Those little changes all add up. And remember, exercise too is cumulative. So just when it seems too much, it's one step to the start.
And I think done is better than perfect. So start somewhere. And then, like you said, you build as you go. Don't feel like you have to do everything at once, you know? But
you're never going to be perfect.
This is fun. This is episode two.
Yes.
We're closing out episode two.
Pardon my profanities. I used a lot of the word shit today.
Sorry about that.
It's
been a shitty, shitty day. But it was good that
we got to hang out with all of you guys.
It has been.
We're sorry
we're like dumping on you. But make sure you...
I'm getting rid of my cortisol.
Make sure you leave us feedback anywhere that you can on any of our social platforms.
Yeah.
Let us know what you want to hear more of. What do you want us to talk about? What do you want our next episode to be about? We really appreciate you. We know that, listen, your time is really valuable. And the fact that you're here spending time with us honestly really means a lot.
Yeah. So thank you for tuning in. Doll Squad.
Unfiltered.
Episode 2.
Bye.
Bye, dolls.